The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. I want to return to the theme about giving and how we respond to different situations, and remember what we find in Scripture in Galatians and chapter 2 and verse 10. We read that the apostles had met with Paul, and they appreciated that he had truly come to Christ and that he was called of God. He was genuine and he had a ministry that needed to be supported and respected by their prayers. They gave him the right hand of fellowship, we understand, and said that they should go to the Gentiles and the others would go to the circumcised. Only they asked us to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do. A concern in the early church was that the poor would not be overlooked. Now, when we look at our world today, a situation of poverty can be truly described in a number of situations. But in Bible times, it was especially a concern about those who were widows and orphans. And the sense which comes across is you remember the widows and the orphans because they have been rendered powerless to do much about their situation, and therefore the church needs to make sure that it is recognizing what is happening and being willing to step in and do what they can do. Now, today there are widows who can be incredibly wealthy. And in fact, in scriptural times, there would have been some widows that were in a very healthy financial place. But the general feeling was that they've not got a man to support them. And we certainly know that in Bible times, this was a real issue. We think about the widow of Nain, who is about to bury her son. And Jesus steps in, and it's one of those rare but special occasions where the boy is raised from the dead. And it shows the power of Jesus to do it. But Jesus had real compassion witnessing this situation because the widow was not able to have a husband to provide for her, and now with the son dead as well, she was in real trouble economically, financially. And therefore, what we see is the hand of Jesus stepping in to raise the son from the dead in order that he might enjoy life, but also in order that he might become a provider for his mother. When we look at different situations around us, we do have a responsibility to care for those again who, for various reasons, are unable to care for themselves. And I'm reminded how the early church saw many people coming to Christ, but they had a very common goal, and the goal was this, that there should be no needy person among them. They were to be aware of those who were in need. That's the first step, because sometimes people can be oblivious. Their eyes are blinded. They don't recognize the real need that there is in their congregations. We clearly respect people's privacy and don't wish to pry, but it is important, it's pastoral care, to just be aware of those who are disadvantaged among us and to reflect prayerfully how we might help. One of the things that was such a strong witness about the early church was that it was a group of people who were seen to have genuine care and love for one another. This was so important. This was so real that the wealthy were willing to redistribute some of their wealth in order that the truly poor could be covered and supported. And living in our communities today, we have a responsibility to be caring. It's not exclusively true, but it is interesting how I heard of one town in the UK where when there was a need for a foster parent, there was a local church that was so often called upon because they had people who were reliable and who could step in and provide care when the situation arose. We also recognise that people would have noticed that if you were a Christian and you hit very hard times, you wouldn't be abandoned, but there would be care for you. Jesus said the poor would always be with us, but Jesus loves the poor, and we need to love them too. Consider what strategy you are planning to take in coming days, how you might help the poor around you. Wherever you live, let's care for the poor and let us love Jesus, who also loved the poor. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.